I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Something very strange is going on in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I mean, people are registering to vote in record numbers. I mean, surprising and shockingly high registration numbers. And we want to find out about things like that. Who do we turn to? We turn to Hans von Spakovsky, who is, by the way, a former commissioner of the Federal Election Commission and a former counsel to the Attorney General for Civil Rights to the Justice Department, senior fellow at Heritage Foundation. Good morning to you, Hans.
Morning.
These numbers are really, really, really something. 35% higher registration from the 2012 total, and a huge surge after the primary. Now, what we know that the governor has said that, you know, people who have done their time can register to vote and get their voting rights back. But that's not 35%, is it?
Well, no, and look, I don't dispute that the numbers are going up, but remember what they're comparing it to, 2012. And remember what happened in 2012. We had a huge drop, actually, in turnout in that election. The 2012 presidential election, turnout went down 5 percentage points from 2008 when Obama was first elected. Hmm. People weren't enthusiastic about either of the candidates, including him, and so actually we had a huge dip in turnout. So all the comparisons are being done to that year. And what have we got this year? You know, we got a very dynamic race, and I think that's generating interest in people registering and turning out.
Now, some of the stats within the stats here tell us some more information, Hans, and that is 40% of the new voter registrations have been done through the state's online system. 33% were registered through the DMV. Are the online registration system, how secure is that? How sound is that? And what's preventing someone from just registering whether they're eligible or not?
Well, you know, just 2 weeks ago, The Hill had a big article about how since December, there have been massive data breaches of voter registration information in the U.S., the Philippines, and Turkey. And it's very clear that hackers are now targeting voter registration information. And just 2 days ago, the Washington Post had an article where they quoted a guy from the Cybersecurity Office at the Department of Homeland Security warning about the risk of manipulation in the voting system as more stuff goes online. So I'm not saying that all of these are fraudulent or anything like that, but with all due respect to folks at the State Board of Elections in Virginia, many of whom I know, they are not experts on cybersecurity, and I would be pretty concerned about that.
So you think some of this is not real?
I'm just saying that the risk when you put in an online system and you go to this kind of Internet access is potentially dangerous, and that's not me saying that. That's experts saying that who know something about it.
Hmm. Hans, as we're talking about Virginia and this huge increase in voter registration so far this year, I got to ask a fundamental question, because whenever we raise concerns about voter fraud and the need for voter ID and all of these concerns that you and your co-author John Fund have laid out so well in some of your books, I'm always faced with the argument that, well, listen, there really isn't any real voter fraud going on in America right now. All of these charges are unfounded. And even if there was, it's so negligible it would never affect the results of an election. Are there cheaters out there? Are people cheating? And is it organized? And what have you discovered?
Some of it's organized. Some of it isn't. But look, the book that John and I wrote was filled with actual cases, actual prosecutions, and cases where the vote margins were so small in the victory that it did make a difference. And we know, for example, again, go back to 2008, Minnesota U.S. Senate race, Al Franken beat the incumbent Republican by a little over 300 votes. We know now that 1,200 felons voted illegally in that election. So, in fact, fraud did make the difference in a key U.S. Senate race.
Well, felons will be allowed to, former felons will be allowed to vote in this coming election, and how much of an impact is that going to have
in
Virginia?
The estimate I've seen is it could add anywhere from 3 to 4% to the list of registered voters in Virginia, Remember, in the last 10 years, we've had two statewide AG races decided by less than 1,000 votes. So if we get another close race in a purple state, it could make the difference.
And the Virginia difference in 2012 for president, Barack Obama got 51.16%. That's a pretty small margin. And God knows Terry McAuliffe is now in charge, so who knows what could happen in the Commonwealth.
Let me ask you one other question, if I could. It has to do with some stories that I've seen out there. Because Donald Trump has been making the case that I'm bringing new people into the election process. I'm bringing new Republicans to the gate. But there's a story in Politico which suggests that, no, not really. It's just that these are existing voters who have not necessarily participated in the primary process before, who are now coming to get involved in a bigger way in the early parts of a race.
Well, that very well may be. The other thing to keep in mind is people who there's data that shows that newly registered voters, and this is people who've never registered before and haven't voted before, actually have a very low turnout rate in actually going and voting after they've registered. What the data does show is right now we have a lot of people who also skipped the last couple of elections, like the 2012 election. Again, when I said, remember, yeah, turnout had gone down. So. Yeah. I suspect there's a lot of people right now who are either very excited or very scared by the people we have running on both sides of the political aisle.
And both of those things drive people to the polls. That's right.
That's exactly right.
Our guest is Hans von Spakovsky, a former counsel to the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights in the Justice Department and also a former commissioner for the Federal Election Commission. And a lot of citizens are concerned about what might happen this November on Election Day. Should they start getting involved now? How does one become a poll watcher? How does one get involved in the process? Because it seems like whenever I go to vote, it's always the same people there all the time. And I don't know, I don't want to judge people by their appearance. But my guess is they're Democrats. It seems that it's always Democrats who are involved in the voting process and are in charge of the polling stations. And I'm always suspicious of that. Maybe I'm just paranoid.
Well, no. In fact, the best thing people can do if they want to get involved is go be a poll worker. On Election Day, election officials in every county, particularly in places like Virginia, are always desperate because they can never find enough people to work. And I have to tell you, I did notice that one particular political party didn't seem to have as much trouble as the other in getting people to work in the polling places on Election Day. But look, that's the best way to do stuff, because if you're actually a poll worker on Election Day, you can try to make sure that the law is followed and there aren't any shenanigans going on in your polling
place. And then you become a whistleblower if necessary. And I agree. I think that is listen, y'all know right now, it's 6 months from now. Take the vacation day, set it up now, and carve out that day so that you can actually be a part of the process, and you can then let us know if you see something, you can say something. Because I have a feeling, especially in Virginia, there's going to be a whole lot of shenanigans going on.
Yep, I think you may be right. Thank you, Hans. Always a pleasure to have you, sir.
Thanks for having me.